morning, people. Welcome to my channel. After we have finished the Saturn Mahadasha and the Guru Mahadashas, now we come to Mercury. Before I get started, this is a Vedic Astrology teaching, learning and course channel. A free Vedic Astrology full audio book of 500 podcasts with Google Drive files shared in the description box is available for all who want to learn. Begin this journey. So let's get started. I do basically counseling using principles of Jyotish, using your chart and guiding you. My consultation typically consists of one broad reading followed by a video conference. If you want to do a reading for yourself, get in touch over email. Back to Mercury Mahadasha. Whenever you look at the Mahadasha, general principle is look at the Karaka, Mercury, isn't it? The earth element. Now, Mercury is about communication, is about vocalization of whatever is your internal thought process. Now, the thought process is very simplified and put that way, but where is your thinking process, isn't it? Essentially, it is a sum total of whatever is borrowed from wherever Mercury is sitting in your chart. That will be the focal area of Mercury, the house it is placed, the sign it is placed, the nakshatra it is placed in. So these are the standing rules, okay? What refines it is what preceded in the Mahadasha before this, that is Guru and Saturn. What did you do that will determine how you will perform as Mercury, as what will come out of your mouth as words in this particular Mahadasha? And so there are certain nakshatras which will be the dominant ones in the prime of their life. When I say prime, we are talking of 20 to 50 years old, the prime period of a person's life. So the primary group, the strongest group who will have Mercury Mahadasha in this period is Punarvasu Nakshatra, Vishakha and Purva Bhadrapada, all the Guru ruled nakshatras, isn't it? That is from age 19 to 35 it will kick in. The secondary group, slightly conditional, is the Rahu ruled nakshatras, Ardra, Swati and Shatvisha. They will get Mercury Mahadasha starting in the range between 35 and 45 years, depending upon the how much balance of the Mahadasha is there at birth. Some others which might be useful, although they do not fall in the prime, are Mars ruled nakshatras, which is Mrikshira, Chitra and Dhanishta. They will get between 53 and 60. This is important and I'll come to it in a second. Moon ruled nakshatras between 60 and 70. Moon ruled nakshatras being Rohini, Hasta and Shravana. These are another useful bracket because they are the elders of the civilization. They become the elders. They have already gone through the very tough path of Jupiter Mahadasha and Saturn Mahadasha. So they are the wise elder ones. The Mars rule nakshatras and the Moon rule nakshatras become that. Finally, after all the trials and tribulations of Jupiter and Saturn Mahadashas, you come to speaking. Now, in essence, what is this trying to tell us in the harmony of the universe? When you finish your learning in Guru Mahadasha and when you have finished with all the karma bit in the Saturn Mahadasha, which were huge periods, isn't it? Dominant periods of a person's life. Jupiter Mahadasha went for a period of 16 years, followed by 19 years of Saturn Mahadasha. It's a long period. This finishes off pretty much a person's life in the prime of performance, if you want to call it that. Then you land in Mercury Mahadasha, which means to say, if I had to put it in esoteric terms, what does this mean? It means you have finished your learning in Guru Mahadasha, you finished your work and all the stuff which I have mentioned in Saturn Mahadasha, you have finished all the trials and tribulations of Saturn Mahadasha. Let's just wrap it up that way. And now you are in a position to open your mouth and speak. And whatever comes out of your mouth will be wisdom. Wisdom 101. This is why the order of Mahadashas is very beautiful to understand. See the order in which it transits. Even the Antardasha, which I shall deal with later. So this is a period not really of learning, skill building, communication and adaptability. It is the bringing forth of whatever has been learned in the previous Mahadashas. You got to always understand Mahadashas is what followed before this. And what did you learn there? In fact, what did you do there? That determines everything, isn't it? This is where conscious astrology becomes prime to understand. It's not just what planets or points appear, what Mahadashas appear and go. This is just the skies. This is just the zodiac, planets, nakshatras, all the rest of it. What are you doing in that? How is your daily life going? Are you consciously engaging with your daily presence, or are you just waiting for some planets to hand off some stuff on your plate? That's not the way it works. I believe that's not the way certainly the ancients who gave this beautiful science intended either. You have to get it into perspective that you are here to do something. It has to be translatable, all these energies coming into your brain, into your mind, body, circumstances, family, etc., etc. Circumstances will come and go. Ideas will come and go. Even this voice which is speaking will come and go, but you are still there. Where is the you in all this? In Mercury Mahadasha, it will come dominantly to play, especially for the elder ones whom I mentioned. So the element is one of earth. Okay, and before we get into the elemental part, one more thing you got to remember with Mercury, it's a dangerous planet. Why I say this? Because Mercury is a big copycat. It does not have a personality as a planet of its own. So always be careful what is aspecting it, Rahu, Ketu, Jupiter or Mars. Always be careful where it is sitting in, the lord of that particular house. How is that performing? All of these factors you have to check before you start seeing Mercury as a planet, how it's affecting you in Mahadasha. Okay? It's a big copycat, but unlike Rahu, Ketu, which are just illusions, Mercury tends to solidify it. Mercury, typically it's one house plus or minus a conjunct sun, isn't it? So whatever your intellectual capacity, it is borrowing from everything around you. And sun is a very critical planet. So it will be prone to criticism, gossip and sort of putting others down. This is the signature of Mercury. It's a copycat. It can get into very shady kind of thinking. This is the downside of Mercury. The element is earth, so you have to be careful with this Mahadasha in terms of your body, the physical earth, your embodiment. It can give you all kind of skin and nerve related issues if you're not careful with how your mind is progressing in the 17 years. The guna is one of Rajas. Like I said, lots of passions running in Mercury, lots of unkempt desires running, for example. The caste is Vaishya. Mercury is a merchant, like I discussed in some of my shorts. Moon and Mercury are Vaishya planets, so they are interested in trading. This is the dominant trader, and Mercury will do it for selfish reasons. Mercury will do it for gains only. Mercury does not care, like Moon, about emotional body. It just wants stuff for itself. Okay? The chakra is throat, so you have to be careful what you speak. What you speak, if you're not careful with using and choosing your words rightly in this Mahadasha, it'll have a backlash. The psychology of this particular Mahadasha will be one of curiosity, analysis and networking. Meeting people, talking to people of all kinds, depending upon where Mercury is. If it's 7th house, it'll be dominantly the external world. If it's 10th house, it'll be always about your profession, so on. The life themes are of education, writing, media, business and travel. These are the broadest themes which can play out depending upon where Mercury is placed in your chart. So just to recap, in any Mahadasha, what kicks in is first wherever the planet is placed, the house, the sign. And next will be all the things that aspect it. You could go even up to the extent of checking with whether it's your Atma Karaka or Madhya Karaka. I've already covered that in the playlist on the channel. Antardasha follows in 0.97 to 3.4 years. Mercury Mahadasha grows your skills, intelligence, and communicative power. This is true only if it is coming in the earlier years, when you are still sort of cultivating yourself. But the best application of Mercury Mahadasha will come with the Mars and Moon ruled nakshatras. Why? Because they are falling in the elderly range, 53 to 60, 60 to 70 respectively. So they become useful. Mercury is useful when it has gained sufficient knowledge from Jupiter and Saturn, both, not singular one. Both Jupiter and Saturn are teachers, but they have different styles of offering you that. I shall see you in the next. I am unsure about what I will make next, but I will see you in the next. Meanwhile, you take care and be very safe. Thank you.